Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can wait.
You can catch up right here.
Claire and Dane's podcast.
Okay, Dane, I had an awkward moment yesterday. I told you kind of a little bit about it this morning. I didn't tell you much. It was a blonde moment.
All it says is Claire's story.
Yes. So it was quite quiet around here yesterday. Like, there weren't many cars on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Went down to the shops and decided to get pizza for lunch, something easy.
Mm-hmm.
Driving up Banner and there are police there doing RBTs.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, I know I'm going to get pulled over. I've got P plates on. And that was fine. Hadn't had anything to drink or anything like that. But it was, you know how like you still get that, ooh,
yep.
You know, like even though you know you've done nothing wrong. Yeah, you start to think about it, don't you?
Well, I was drinking 3 weeks ago because it's still in my system.
Yeah. Anyway, so pulled over, you know, hey guys, how are you? Got my license out. Anyway, he goes, this is a random breath test. Just need you to sing the national anthem.
Wow, okay, so that's interesting.
There was no counting. It was sing the national anthem.
Yeah?
This is my blonde moment.
Oh, God, what did you do?
Dane, instead of saying, oh, yeah, okay, I'll sing the national anthem, I said to him, I can't remember it.
Oh.
Because I was in one of those moments where you're freaking out because you've been pulled over. Like, I know it's silly.
Am I even Australian?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know it. He looked at me funny, like, really? And he's like, okay, we'll just sing any anthem you know. Right?
Yeah.
I said to him, well, I know Advanced Australia Fair.
Oh.
It took me about 10 minutes after driving away to realise they are one and the same.
It's the same thing, Claire.
So I started mumbling because, okay, so I, honestly, like, you don't sing the national anthem very often.
No, you don't.
But once you leave high school, it's kind of done and dusted.
Yeah.
And so I started, you know.
That's not even the first line.
No, I couldn't even remember all the words. So I'm like half mumbling, trying to breathe into this thing at the same time. I'm like. It was awkward as anything. I was done. He's like, okay, yeah, you're fine to go. I'm like, I said to him, I'm like. Why couldn't I just say the numbers backwards? He just raised his shoulders and went, let me go.
Well, that's the first time I've heard of that sort of a test for an RBT, to be honest.
Obviously, they were a little bit bored yesterday.
Yeah, right, okay.
I was, shaking a little bit. And when I got home, I told Sam, and he goes, I think that's the biggest blonde moment I've ever heard from you, Claire.
That's the biggest blonde moment I think I've heard almost full stop from anyone.
And he goes, you know that the national anthem is a prerequisite to be a citizen. I said, well, they don't teach you that in utero or whatever it is.
On your bike, Claire. See you later.
I only learnt it for how many years of school?
Yeah. I had to fly from Wagga to Coffs Harbour for a family reunion over the Easter long weekend. And I was driving back into town from Wagga and came through Narendra. And about 5 minutes out from Narendra, I saw a sign.
Okay.
And no, it wasn't Peter Andre. I was driving and I looked up and it said Narendra, home to Australia's largest playable guitar. And I instantly went, should have stopped and got a photo. But I didn't. I just really wanted to get home.
Yeah, well, after driving and flying and all that, I get that.
And I said, right, hang on a second. Did that sign just say that Narendra is home to a large thing? We love large things in this country.
Yeah.
We got the big banana.
The big merino.
The big merino, the big mango, the big koala that's freakishly looking. So I was like, wow, the Riverina is home to a big thing. And the thing that makes this even better is that apparently it's playable. Now, I never knew this thing existed. Do you know about Australia's largest playable guitar, Claire?
Well, I knew that it existed, but yes. I don't know much about it.
Right. Have you seen Australia's largest playable guitar?
No, I haven't.
Not in real life?
Not in real life. I've seen it in photos, but I've never seen it in real life.
Now, yesterday we were talking about this story and you're like, can I show you? And I was like, no, I only want to see it for myself in the flesh. I don't want to see a photo of it because a photo probably is not going to do it justice. I'm hoping to see a guitar as big as the big banana. That's what I want to see.
What I love about this is you can actually play it. It's Narendra's biggest playable guitar.
Australia's biggest playable guitar.
Yes.
Not just Narendra's.
It was built in 1988, did you know?
1988, okay, yeah, I was 5 at the time, yep.
Yeah, right, I wasn't born.
Yeah.
It's made from plywood.
Yes.
Do you want me to give you the measurements at least?
Yes.
You don't have to have a look, but.
Okay, yeah, no, give me the measurements.
5.8 metres.
Wow.
By 2.0 metres.
No way.
Seriously.
Claire, I've got an idea.
Okay.
Are you ready to hear this?
Sure.
I know you and I aren't the most musically sounded people.
hang on, you're talking for me here as well.
Yeah, of course I am. Because I know that's for a fact.
Do you now?
Yes. How about you and I, we learn how to play a song on guitar.
Okay.
Then you and I together go and play it on Australia's largest playable guitar.
Now, the thing is, right, this guitar is so large that if we wanted to do, say, an E key or something like that, you've got to use a few fingers sometimes.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be able to do that.
Just the two of us?
On our own. We'd have to work together. So we'll have to learn how to play this together. You'll hold down one string and I'll pull the other.
Then who strums?
That's what
do
I
we
mean.
Need to recruit more people? Do we need more than two
I
for this?
I think two should be okay. But like you may have to hold down one string while I strum across or something, or vice versa.
Right. I think I need some more info. So I think after the show, we should call the Narendra Tourist Information Centre.
Sure.
Can anyone just walk in and play this thing, or do we have to make a booking? Only professional musicians are allowed to use it.
That's a good question.
Can you just walk into the information centre and strum out, I don't know, Smoke on the Water and then walk out?
I know how to play Smoke on the Water.
Do you?
Yeah.
Ah, excellent. Then we've already got a song. So we're going to find out some more details. But look, if we have to recruit some more people, I'm happy to. But if you you need a step ladder, we'll have to get you some stilts.
Yeah, I think I will. If it's 5 meters high,
it's quite a large guitar.
It is just a little.
Let's do some research. But I'm determined. And if you're in, let's get a confirmation right now. We will play a song on Australia's largest playable guitar.
Yeah.
Yes. Love your commitment and your enthusiasm. Yeah.
Dane, if you're looking for somewhere to take the kids over the school holidays, somewhere to get them excited and kind of get away from the area for a bit, why not head on to Outback Queensland?
I'd love to go Outback Queensland. Now, Queensland.
Yeah, you're from Queensland. So you love, what do they call it, the Sunshine State?
Yes, love everything north of the border. I love Brisbane. Love the just state. Love the colour. Love maroon. Love the climate.
You should head to Winston. It's in central west Queensland.
Yeah, okay, right, yeah.
And they are just about to open a permanent open-air dinosaur exhibit.
What, like Jurassic Park?
Kind of, yeah.
Like with real-life dinosaurs?
Well, they're not quite real-life.
Oh, okay.
But it's been built over boulders and in a gorge in outback Queensland. Includes a 300-metre floating concrete walkway that took 3 years to build. Cost $1.3
million.
Yes. The walkway guides people past five galleries displaying bronze, true-to-scale replicas of dinosaurs found in that region dating back to the Cretaceous period 100 million years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So Dinosaur Canyon is what it's going to be called.
Yes,
it's
cool
opening
name.
On Saturday.
Cool name.
Yes. It's the brainchild of the founder and chairman, David Elliott, who said it's unlike any dinosaur display in the world. He said, I've seen a lot of plastic dinosaurs out in the paddocks, and you know they're in golf courses. But we're not doing that. We're not building a theme park. So he's got all these, they're all bronze.
Has he been to Jurassic Park?
Is Jurassic Park a real thing?
No.
Well, then probably not. Maybe in his mind. I mean, that's probably where he got this idea from.
Mm.
But they're all made out of bronze. They all just sit out in the outback. It'd be a great day to walk through, see all of these amazing dinosaurs that were actually found in that area.
Wow. Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
The only thing is, does bronze heat up in the sun?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not a scientist.
It's just a general question. I don't think you need to be a scientist.
Time to chat with Dean McCarthy live in Los Angeles. Now, having some issues with the phone, so I'll try to get through this as quick as possible. Dino, are you there?
Guys, good morning. What is happening? Who has taken over our phone?
It's a very good question, Dino. But look, let's just try and get this through this as fast as possible so we don't lose you again.
Yeah.
Let's start off with the man who got told that Donald Trump was impeached.
Yes. Now, it's a sad story, but it's also kind of adorable. This is what happened. A 74-year-old man on his deathbed. His family told him that Donald Trump got impeached in the final moments of his life to see a big smile on his face, which he got. So he was not a fan of Donald Trump. So they thought they would, say a little white lie as a little sweet send-off. And they told him that Donald Trump got impeached, apparently. He had a big, big grin, like all of us would, really, if that was true.
Yeah. Oh, that is sweet and adorable. Now, Pete's Perfect 3 could be the last time we see the Bellas.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, here's what's gone down. Now, the screenwriter, the actual writer of Pitch Perfect, has done an interview, and she has said, look, this is the last time you'll see the Bellas as they are. If they do a Pitch Perfect 4, it will be a new crew. That were her words, which is just gutting for any of us Pitch Perfect fans. I mean, I can't imagine them using other people, but you know what? Maybe they will. Who knows? Maybe Rebel Wilson will come back as the cousin of the fella or something.
It's never the same though, Dino. But,
it's never the same. It's just never. If you ever saw Mean Girls number 2, you will know.
Yeah.
It is never. And it's train wreck.
It's like all the terrible remakes of American Pie presents all those ones like Band Camp and The Book of Love and all that. Eugene Levy's the only returning character. But Dino, I'm coming up with this idea right now, and feel free to jump on board. Is it true? Well, I'm starting. If you're a Pitch Perfect fan, you're called Pitchers. Do you like it?
Yes, I love it.
Obviously,
that's
with a P.
Perfect.
Yes, excellent.
No, Pitchers win.
Yes, excellent.
Pitchers win. I like that.
Now, Dino, when we talk with you on Friday, you're going to have all the goss from the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 red carpet.
Oh, yes. Chris Pratt is going to be there. All the stars. I'll have the goss. I'll have the 411. I'll have a little review. It'll be fabulous. So I can't wait to chat then, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent. That's on Friday with Dean McCarthy live from Los Angeles. I'm very upset that he's going to be there. Because this movie, Claire, has gotten rave reviews. I'd love to be the first.
Isn't it like the first 10 out of 10?
Yeah, in pre-screening, it's got 100%, which is absolutely amazing.